This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Samvita scheme to property owners through video conferencing today. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. The scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village abadi areas with a record of rights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Indian space startup Digantara for the success of Mission Scott. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is an important contribution of the growing Indian space industry towards enhancing space situational awareness." In another social media post, the Prime Minister expressed happiness over the encouraging results of the PM internship scheme. He said, "This is a big step towards empowering youth and building a future-ready workforce." Mr. Modi also expressed happiness over the country's emergence as a global leader in adopting artificial intelligence. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st January, and the Union Budget will be presented on the 1st February. The first part of the budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th February, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. The filing of nomination for the 70-member Delhi Assembly ended yesterday with over 1,000 candidates submitting their papers. On the last day of nomination, Shikhar Rai and Neeraj Basoya of BJP filed their nominations. Avadh Ojha, Rakhi Bidlan and Bandana Kumari of Aam Aadmi Party were among others who filed their nominations. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting on 8th of February. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflicts, and 16 are still missing. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family." Mr. Jaiswal said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. He said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said, "India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh." Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a visit to Brussels for a high-level dialogue with the Commissioner of the European Union Commission for Trade and Economic Security, Mr. Maro Sefcovic. In a statement, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the three-day visit starting today underlines India's commitment to trade and investment ties with the European Union. During the visit, the two leaders are expected to hold a wide range of discussions, including India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, FTA, negotiations and other bilateral trade matters. The ministry said that the leaders are expected to discuss the global economic situation amid trade disruptions. It added that the meeting will be provided political direction to expedite the FTA negotiations and explore a commercially significant, balanced, equitable, ambitious and mutually beneficial agreement. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian have strengthened military ties between two countries by signing a 20-year strategic partnership in Moscow yesterday. Under the agreement, Russia and Iran will boost cooperation in a range of areas, including their security services, military drills, warship ports, visit and joint officer training. According to the agreement, neither side will allow their territory to be used for any action that threatens the other and will provide no help to an aggressor attacking either nation. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team have advanced to the semi-finals. Both teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament, remaining unbeaten in all the matches. The Indian men's team secured a dominant 140 victory over Sri Lanka at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi, yesterday. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team defeated Bangladesh with an impressive score of 109-16 at the same venue. Led by captain Priyanka Ingle, the team dominated all four turns of the match. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Chandigarh today. Similar conditions are expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern states for the next day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.